The musical group Gozzle is finishing up a North American tour. On December 10th, they're set to perform at the Oslo presentation of the Nobel Peace Prize to Iranian activist Shireen Ebadi. The group pulls together influences from both Indian and Iranian classical music. Their latest CD is a live performance recording. London-based music critic Charles de Ledesma has this review.
There was a time in North Indian culture when the native Hindustani music was heavily influenced by Persian music. But that era is several hundred years behind us now. Luckily, though, the music of the Gazal group brings that rich era back to life. Even the group's name, Gazal, is a melding of the two cultures. In Iran, it refers to poetry, and in India, to a type of song. And both poetry and art are explored exuberantly on the group's new release called The Rain. That's Indian singer and sitar player Shujat Hussain Khan. He's the seventh generation member of an unbroken family line of master musicians. At the age of three, he began his tuition on a specially made small sitar and began performing to audiences at six. The style of North Indian classical music he learned is modelled on the human voice. Gazal's other founding member is Kehan Kalhor, probably the greatest living Comanche player. The small bow-shaped instrument, sometimes called the spike fiddle, is similar to the Western violin. Kalhor is also a child prodigy. He's absorbed the full classical Iranian repertoire and the more folksy regional material. The Rain, unlike Gazal's two earlier studio albums, has all the panache, drama and passion characteristic of a great live performance. Khan and Kahor want their music to be fun. This is no discourse on ancient forms, but a chance to share the mastery of their complex instruments with new audiences.
The CD is called The Rain by Gazal. Our reviewer, Charles de Ledesma, follows music trends in London.